chore. Social shame, constant lies. Court in Oaks, Judge VD, not real man, whimpering. Deprivation and contamination. Limp wristed, lisping lads. Skirt wearing, shirt lifting, just for laughs. Up in court, loitering. Deprivation and contamination. Beaten up, blackmail plots, butt of jokes, anal tears, touching boys, sick old queens, secret lives, suicide. Deprivation and contamination. Unbalanced, immature. Social shame, constant lies. Court invokes, catch me deep. Not real men, whimpering. Beaten up, blackmail shots. Social shame, constant lies. Touching boys, sage old queens. Secret lies, suicide.
I have no bias against homosexuals. For me, they are sick people requiring medical help. Still, I would say homosexuals are essentially disagreeable people, regardless of their pleasant or unpleasant outward manner. Their shell is a mixture of superciliousness, fake aggression, and whimpering.
There is evidence to suggest that it is those who are dissatisfied with the size of their penis who are most driven to seek a partner with a large one.
Nearly all the homosexuals I have known have been emotionally unbalanced and profoundly unhappy.
There is much to suggest that those males who remain exclusively homosexual are actually immature. Emotional attitude of a boy who looks up to men but cannot feel himself yet to be one of them.
The male homosexual seeks the company of the male adolescent in preference to that of the fully grown man.
Profoundly unhappy, emotionally unbalanced,
sick.